Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. John, it's common to hear people talk about being baptized with the Holy Spirit. That phrase appears several times in the New Testament, including Acts chapter 2. What exactly does it mean to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? And maybe even more important, what does it not mean?
Maybe we could start with what it does not mean. It does not mean that you speak in tongues. It does not mean that you fall over backwards with somebody's hand on your forehead or somebody waving at you. It is not something that happens again and again and again and again in a person's life. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit occurs for every believer at the time of salvation. In 1 Corinthians 12, the scripture is explicitly clear. We have all been baptized by the same Spirit into the body of Christ, literally immersed with the Holy Spirit into the living body of Christ. That is the common life of believers. It happens once. You are baptized into the body of Christ by the means of the Spirit of God, making you a member of Christ's body, a member of the church, never to be repeated again. It's not subsequent to salvation. It's not repeated. It doesn't happen a lot. Some people don't miss out on it. Every believer has been, by Christ, with the Holy Spirit, immersed into the church, the living organism, which is called in the scripture His body. Don't seek it, you already possess it. And along with it came the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like to learn more on this topic, just go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.